What an awesome day to be in the land of the living. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited at what God is doing with the Morning Inspirational Vitamin and all of you, my Morning Inspirational Vitamin family from all around the world. I'm just excited. I look forward to sharing this time with you in the morning. We are reaching incredible numbers, over 1,000 viewers a day. And I believe soon we'll be reaching 2,000. And it happens because you log on and you post and repost and you tell others about it, and it's happening daily. So I want to bless God for you just for helping us get this word around the world. Let's pray. Let's pray. God, I thank you. You are awesome and mighty. You do all things well. We lift you high in all the earth, God. I thank you for my Morning Inspirational Vitamin family. God, I pray that this word is medicine to ailing souls. I pray that it is water for the thirsty and food for the hungry. But most of all, God, I pray that it's a morning steroid that gives strength to those who are going out into this world every day to make a difference. We are movers and shakers. We are the ones that are making the difference. The anointing is upon our life to bring about change in the atmosphere. So, God, this will be a day of miracles. We thank you for Friday, this gift. One we'll never see again, and one we've never seen before. And we know that it's saturated with miracles for us. So we bless you, God, and we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Listen, Metro Atlanta, Center of Hope, I love you. I'll be looking for you tonight at New Praise Christian Center in Union City. Yours truly will be preaching for Pastor Johnson, and I want to see you there. Center of Hope, don't y'all leave me out there by myself. Metro Atlanta, come hang out with your boy this tonight, 7 o'clock at New Praise Christian Center. Let's go to the Word of God on this morning, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 11. And we're talking about warriors. And it reads, "And after him was Shammah, the son of Ajji the Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day." Family, once again here you have another one of David's warriors, and it seems as though this seems to be the same scenario, that he was standing and protecting his ground. That's what I want to talk to you about today. Stand your ground. He was protecting what God had given to him. He thought everyone would be with him, but when he turned around, everyone left him by himself while the enemy was coming. There's a couple of things that I have to share with you here. Enemies don't come to defeat you, but they really come to see if you are all that you say you are. All the game does is see what you've learned in practice. You have the ability, you have the power, you have the strength, but do you have the courage to stand in the face of the enemy? All of the former ball players who are on this line, you know that there are some players who are wonderful in the park. They are excellent practice players, but something happens when the lights of the game come on, they just don't perform. Sometimes life is like that. We are wonderful when encouraging someone else. We're excellent in church, but when the enemy gets in our face, we just don't perform. So now the enemy comes not to defeat you. He can't defeat you, but he comes to see if you have all that you say you are. When I went to college, my coach sat down and told me a story before I ever put on a uniform. He says, "Dallas, what kind of player do you think I want? Do you think I want the player that gets knocked down and gets back up one time? The player that gets knocked down and gets back up two times? Or the player that gets knocked down and gets back up three times?" I said, "Coach, surely you want the player that gets knocked down three times and gets back up. That's the kind of player I'll be." He says, "No, Dallas, I want the player that's knocking the other players down." Family, we are not the ones that need to constantly be getting back up. We are the ones who should be imposing our will, our anointing on the world and on every adversary that comes into our area. Just a little patch of lentils. It was not much, but the enemy wanted it. Here's something that God told me to tell you. You are the only one who don't think you have enough. You are the only one who does not recognize the value of what you have. Even the enemy sees the value in what you have, but you don't see it. The scripture says it was just a little patch of lentils, But Shammah recognized this had value, and he had to stand his ground. Let me close, family. Once again, another warrior having to fight by himself. Stop looking for people to come to your rescue. People oftentimes are fighting their own battles. It's not because they don't love you, but this battle belongs to you. This battle is your fight. This battle is for you to show what God is doing in your life. Here's what I need you to get before I let you go. The Bible says that the enemy came right at the time of the harvest. The enemy came to get the fruit of the labor, all that they had worked for all year long. The enemy just wants to come and get it. Here's what I need you to understand. The enemy shows up right before your next miracle, right before your next harvest. If you are under enemy attack, it's because the enemy wants you to run away and leave your ground before the miracle begins to grow. I made up my mind, I'm not going nowhere. If it's a fight you want, it's a fight you'll get, I'm going to stand my ground. Let me close. Shammah defeated the enemy, but the Bible does not tell us what weapon he had. He didn't have a stick. He didn't have a sword. I'm wondering, how did he defeat so many people with nothing in his hand? I did some research. Shammah's name in Hebrew literally means God has heard him. The weapon that Shammah used was his prayer life. His prayer life, his connection with God, what he was lifting up to God is what allowed him to defeat the enemy. They saw no weapon in his hand, but this brother was armed and dangerous with a God connection. You've got that same God connection, and I know that this battle you're in right here, is nothing for you and your God. You've got to stand your ground. What do you do when you've done all you can, and it seems like it's never enough? You've got to stand. Let's pray. Father, I thank you now for those who are on this call. God, I thank you for that single mother who has tears running down her eyes. I thank you for that brother who's pounding his chest and realizing that he's got to get back in the fight, God. I thank you for that family that's drawing everyone together to look at this video to just gain encouragement after losing so much. God, I thank you for a word to even remind me that the fight is not over, but the fight does not come to us. God, we've got to bring the fight to the enemy. So today, God, I go to war in prayer for those who are connected to this call, that they stand their ground. Don't give up. Stay in the fight. Victory belongs to you. After you've done all to stand, stand there for. So, God, we're going to stand because victory belongs to us. We believe you. We trust you. And we're going to hold on with everything that we've got. We love you, and we count victory right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Family, I love you so much. This word came out of my belly. I feel like running, but I got to go. Listen, don't forget to repost this video. Lift me up in prayer. Come see me tonight if you can. I got to get out of here, y'all. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Have a fantastic and miraculous weekend. Two fingers. Peace.